Good morning and welcome, everybody. This is the Morning Mix on KPCW in Park City, JW with Christy Dillaway.
This is the show where we always present live local music and events in the Wasatch Back.
Oh, that's right.
And it's summertime, so there's lots to talk about.
It is summertime.
And the living is easy.
Oh, boy.
Well, last weekend I went to the Targhee Music Festival, and I know there were a lot of people from Park City that go to that, and it's one of those like hidden gems that it's so awesome, you want to tell people, but then you don't want to tell people.
I know.
It's like a close the door behind you, you know?
I've done that before.
You're like, no, it's okay, you know, don't go. But just it's such a beautiful 5-hour drive there, and camping is great, and the festival's great, and it's so condensed, because you don't have to go anywhere, you know, go back to the festival, go back to your tent or hotel, and I don't know.
Just so fun. What do you tell people?
Well, you got to tell the right people.
Right.
The right people, you say, you got to go next year.
Yeah.
And other people, I guess, you go, oh, yeah, it's hard to get to.
I had a place on Winnipesaukee up in New Hampshire. It's a great lake, you know, 365 islands. It's just beautiful. And people would say, oh, I've heard it's a beautiful place. I want to go up there. I says, oh, no, you wouldn't like it.
Oh, there's lots of mosquitoes.
And it's like the Southeast Expressway. There's so many boats. You wouldn't like it. Don't go.
Oh, that's nice. Hey, our guest today, our musical guest today, is Sophia Dion. She is a born and bred Park Cityite, just 19 years old, but bursting on the musical scene to work. Excited to talk to her and hear her music today, catch up with what's been going on. 9:15, we'll talk to Jessica Wall and Brenna Wall. They are both performers at the Timpanogos Valley Theater. They are performing Shakespeare's Comedy of Errors. This weekend it opens and runs for several dates. We'll let you know. We'll do weekend events at the bottom of the hour. At 9:40, we're going to talk to Bob Schneider, touring musician, national act coming out of Austin. He's playing tonight in Salt Lake, and we're lucky to get him on the phone.
And do we have a guest interviewer?
You know, DJ Dave from the all-new Dave Show has agreed to come in and help us talk to Bob Schneider because he's a big fan.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, when you're really into a musical act, you got a lot of questions.
That's right.
So hopefully that'll be interesting for us, for Bob, and for the listening audience. So you want to stay tuned for a great show today.
And for Dave. KPCW in Park City Morning Mix. We'll be back after this. Couple of underwriters. Stay with us. Sophia Dion, musical guest for the hour, up next.
The Tony and Pulitzer Prize award-winning musical, A Chorus Line, plays at the Historic Egyptian Theater July 5th through the 21st. Experience an actual New York City audition and one day in the lives of 17 dancers, all vying for a spot in the chorus line of a Broadway musical. Poignant, funny, and relatable characters that each have their turn in the spotlight. Reduced price tickets available Thursday and student rush at the door. All tickets and information can be found at parkcityshows.com or 855-745-SHOW. The Egyptian Theater is a nonprofit organization and a KPCW supporter.
Hi, this is Roger Goldman, Broadcaster Club member since its inception. There are many unique things about living in Park City, but to really understand not only what's going on from an entertainment perspective, but how the community really works, there is nothing like KPCW and its news and public affairs coverage. I hope you too will be able to join us in the Broadcasters Club.
For more information about becoming a Broadcasters Club member, please contact Jennifer at 649-9004, extension 307, or jennifer@kpcw.org.
Our musical guest this hour is Sophia Dion, 19-year-old Utah native, Park City native. She moved away for several years to Nashville and to California, LA. She's currently a student at Southern California University, USC, majoring in popular music, singer-songwriter. She's performing next week at the Grand Valley Concerts at Deer Valley on Wednesday night. You're going to want to check her out if you don't know her already. We're going to hear a bit of her music right now. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
What has gone on in the past 8-10 years?
Yeah, right. So I moved out to, grew up in Park City till I was 14, moved out to California, went out to high school there, went to performing arts school, and then did online school my last 2 years of high school. I just finished my freshman year at USC, which was awesome. It's difficult, it was hard, it was fun. Met a lot of cool people from it. And so just been writing a lot, just focusing on my music and my style and figuring it out exactly what I want to release. And I don't want to put anything out, you know, too soon. I've released stuff in the past, and, you know, even in 2 years, my music has changed so much. So just writing a lot now and figuring out my style.
How does one determine their style?
That's a very good question. I mean, it always changes for me. Right now, my kind of feel is alternative country soulful stuff. So it's a mixture of a bunch of stuff. I don't want to corner myself into a certain genre because I have so many different influences across many different genres, and I listen to so much music that you can hear the different influences in my music. So yeah. And I like people to think their own thing of kind of what I am.
I think style kind of requires patience where you have these genres that you're interested in, or maybe specific artists, and kind of fake it till you make it. You kind of play their music, and then your style will evolve and sort of happen at some point. But you have to have patience, don't you?
Oh, for sure. And I definitely, that's why I don't want to rush into things, and I want to have a long career in the music industry. And so just going day by day and figuring out where it is. And I used to not like country music at all, and that's kind of sort of the style that I'm going now. So it always changes.
Well, what are you going to play for us first?
I'm going to play a song called Speak to Me. I wrote it a couple years ago with my friend in Nashville, and it's a good song. I love playing this one.
Live in the Morning Mix, Sophia Dion.
Daisies look nice on the counter, but I am not sure what they suggest. Before I can even ask you, you've stepped out the door and left. Are you sorry? Do you love me? Do you want me to be your forever? Or just something between? Why can't you speak to me honestly? I know it doesn't come easily. Thanks for the gestures, but you can do better. So baby, just say what you mean and speak to me. Broken, but I am not sure where your head's been. You don't have to tell me all your secrets. All I'm asking is for you to let me in. Are you lonely? Do you need me? Do you want me to stay? 'Cause the silence is only pushing me away. Speak to me honestly. I know it doesn't come easily. Thanks for the gestures, but you can do better. So baby, just say what you mean and speak to me. Actions don't always talk louder. You know I'll be here forever. If you just speak to me honestly, I know it doesn't come easily. Thanks for the gestures, but you can do better. So baby, just say what you mean and speak to me.
Wow.
Support for KPCW comes from the Wasatch Brew Pub on top of Main, serving pub fare and craft beer since 1986, offering a private event space, a dog-friendly seasonal patio, and weekend brunch. Wasatch Brew Pub. We drink our share and sell the rest. WasatchBeers.com.
Nothing's stopping your public radio station, KPCW. We're looking for contributions to our August pledge drive. If you or your business want to join the fun by donating items or gift certificates, go to our website, kpcw.org, and click the pledge drive button. Or call the station, 649-9004, and ask for Jennifer.
This is Kevin Stocking, president of Grand Valley Bank in Heber City, a proud supporter of KPCW and the Grand Valley Bank Concert Series at Deer Valley. We are a hometown community bank with branches in Heber, Midway, and Park City. Our team has over 125 years of combined banking experience, providing a wide array of personal and commercial financial services. GrandValleyBank.com, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
And welcome back to the Morning Mix. It's 9:17 in the morning. It is currently 64 degrees outside the Sweet Alley Studios here in Old Town, 69 degrees in Heber. Here's the high for today. First of all, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, all the way out to Pioneer Day on Wednesday is going to be absolutely beautiful in both locations, Heber and Heber Valley and in Park City. The high today in Heber, 95. The high today in Park City, 87. On Sunday, the high will be 94 in Heber, 85 in Park City. Sunday, 97 in Heber, 88 in Park City. Monday, it goes up to 98 in Heber, goes up to 90 in Park City. And let's skip a couple days, go right to Pioneer Day if you have outdoor activities planned. 93 will be the high in Heber and Heber Valley, 85 in Park City. If you're thinking it's a little warm, I spoke to my son today. It's going to be over 100 degrees in Boston. They're going to be having some rolling blackouts. They're trying to balance all this electrical stuff, but it's going to be so hot in the East and the Midwest that there could be some brownouts. We'll see what happens.
And humid.
And humid. They have that thing
when
called
it's 100
humidity.
In New England. That's a lot more painful than it is here.
Yeah, it is, unless you're in Nantucket with a
breeze.
An adult beverage and a breeze and a boat and some friends.
And a frozen mudslide.
And a frozen mudslide, yeah. Hey, joining us now in the studio is Jessica Wall and Brenna Wall. They are from the Timpanogos Valley Theater. They are performing Shakespeare's The Comedy of Errors. Welcome to the program.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, like all the Shakespeare stuff, these are complex storylines. Give us the gist of the storyline.
You know, I was actually reading the storyline and I'm like so confused.
It's complex,
which seems like perfect premise for Shakespeare comedy. It's all about confusion, don't you think?
The sitcom today is so dumbed down for everybody. And Shakespeare, he was a complex dude.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So tell us what it's all about.
So The Comedy of Errors is about two sets of twins who were separated when they were young, and they end up in the same city when they're older, and they get confused for each other, and lots of confusion happens.
And there were servant kids, infants, that were with each of them.
Yes.
That kind of brings the thing to a higher level of confusion. So there's four sets of
it.
There are four infants.
Yes. Yeah.
That is correct. It gets very silly. There's a lot of slapstick comedy. It's really good story for those who are not familiar with Shakespeare to jump into it. Just because of the physical comedy aspect of it, you don't need to understand the language as much.
So it's because you've got the visuals of the twins and then they changed clothes or something, and that's how you would recognize the different who's who, or no?
The confusion is part of the fun, but hopefully the audience will be able to keep us all straight. This is me and my sister. We play the servant twins, which is really, really fun.
Yeah.
One of us is taller, so maybe that'll help.
When is your production showing and what time is it?
It is showing tonight. And tomorrow night, and for the next two weekends, Friday and Saturday after this, at 7 p.m. at Timpanogos Valley Theater.
And have you guys been acting for a long time, or is this a first foray?
We've both been acting for a long time, yeah.
And are you born and raised in Heber? Where do you live?
Yeah.
So I would imagine to put on a show like this, there's the first hurdle of we need two sets of twins. Yeah. Was that a tough casting call, do you think?
I mean, I think for us it was easy because we look a lot alike. But I think finding the other two twins was a little bit harder because we didn't have another set of siblings.
Are they also from Heber?
Yes. Yeah, they both are.
That's pretty amazing.
And how many people are in the entire cast?
Oh, there are like 10 of us, maybe?
I think around there. Lots of us play multiple characters as the show goes on. So it's a really awesome ensemble piece. We're doing kind of an original practice Shakespeare where we're just a troupe of actors that we all get together and tell the story together in a group, and it's not really as structured in the process as modern theater is, which I think brings Shakespeare, it makes it more immediate and how it was meant to be done, so it's clearer that way.
And did you find the language difficult to conquer?
At times. We've done a lot of Shakespeare before, so it was a little simpler for us to get it, but you still have to do a lot of research.
Yeah.
But then once the actor understands what they're saying and when what is happening in the scene, they can make it very clear for the audience. So
you embody it more because you know what you're talking about. And when you say you've done a lot of Shakespeare, I mean, you guys aren't that old. So where are you doing a lot of Shakespeare?
Well, we're both older than we look.
That's true.
Wish I could say that.
But we had both done some Shakespeare in high school. And then we've done several plays at Timpanogos Valley Theater since then.
Nice. And so it's appropriate for all ages, right?
Yes.
All age audiences.
Yep.
And do you think younger kids will get it? I think I took my son to something Shakespeare when he was way too young to try to unravel the language, mm-hmm. but you just get it anyway because it's visual.
Yeah, exactly. I think with this show, especially, I think your audience could enjoy it because there's lots of physical comedy.
Mm-hmm. One of our troupe members the other day said it looks like a cartoon because of all of the funny physical actions that we're doing. And so, you know, cast members, younger siblings, and other children who have come have really enjoyed it so far, just watching the rehearsals because of the cartoonish aspect of all the characters. So it's a lot of fun.
All right. So Shakespeare's not too hoity-toity.
No.
Shouldn't be afraid.
Not.
Don't be afraid.
No, that's right.
Not at all. And it's always, you know, very humorous. I mean, guy had a great sense of humor.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if it's always humorous. It was like Hamlet and Othello. Are those humorous?
Yeah, that's a little heavy.
Okay.
but
his comedies are humorous.
Yeah. But I always thought that some of the... I mean, there's funny scenes in every one of his pieces mm-hmm. of work.
Yeah, he's very witty.
What do you think it was about him? Because you've acted in other non-Shakespeare productions, but what was it about his writing or his timing or his introduction of characters and his characters were so complex.
I think part of it comes from before he was writing plays, he was acting in them, and so he's coming at it from the point of view of an actor, and so right there in the language of the plays is everything that the actor needs to fill out the character and to fill out the staging and everything, and it's just written to be performed, and I think that that's a really special thing that comes from Shakespeare that you don't always see in every other play, especially in this modern era.
Yeah.
That's a great answer.
That is a really good answer.
You're an actor, and you're like, give me something really good to work with.
Yeah.
And
then,
yeah.
So you can fill it out for people. I love it.
Well, A Comedy of Errors is at the Timpanogos Theater tonight and tomorrow night, 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Okay. And then next week and the weekend after that?
Yes.
Okay. And how do people get tickets? Is there a website or they can buy tickets at the door?
Yeah, you can buy tickets at the door or you can go to, is it timpvalleytheater.com?
It's timpvalleytheater.com. Exactly.
And buy tickets there.
All right.
Jessica Wall and Brenna Wall, a.k.a. Servant Twins, are here at the program. Have a great production. Are you a little nervous? I mean, it's opening night, right?
A little bit. We've just rehearsed over 2 weeks. It was kind of a quick boot camp style rehearsal. So we've only had eight or nine rehearsals so far, and we're opening tonight. But that's part of the fun.
They're professionals.
They are professionals. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Right. Well, it's time for weekend events.
It is. Do we have music to cue, or are we going a cappella, or what are we going? What do they call that when there's no music?
I was thinking maybe we could get a little background guitar.
Oh, you want Sophia to jump on a guitar and play for us?
If she's interested, we'll put her on the spot.
Let me move some microphones around.
Yeah. And
just something guitar-wise?
Yeah, just a little background filler because something's happened to our music. I'll start. So Montage Deer Valley is offering free 60-minute guided meditation and yoga session each Friday morning between now and mid-August at 9 a.m. on the mountain lawn. All levels of participants are welcome and all ages too. Also, the Park City Library hosts a free yoga class as well on their patio, 9:30 a.m. on Fridays. Bring your own mat.
Guided walking tours on Main Street are back for the summer. They're offered by the Park City Museum every Monday through Friday from 2 to 3 p.m., weather permitting, at a cost of just $7. Forget it. You can sign up in advance or show up at 1:45 and join if the tour isn't already full. If the tour is already full, you can't join. Wow your friends and visitors by getting to know your Park City history with a walking tour on historic Main Street.
Today is Touch a Tractor Day at Heber Valley Artisan Cheese in Midway. Kids and adults will get to climb on, ride, drive, and pose on various farm equipment after taking a hayride to the farm. It's happening today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m.
And that is the weekend event that was interested.
That's the one you are most interested
to talk about because
Touch a Tractor
because it's
Day.
So cool. I mean, but not only that. I mean, you know. Do you remember when your dad maybe took you to the firehouse to see a real fire truck or anything?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's just really cool stuff. So if you have kids or grandkids, this would be a really good thing to do. And it is today and tomorrow from 10 until 7. A Chorus Line will wrap up its run at the Egyptian Theater this weekend. If you want to see the show, pick your night, Friday, Saturday, or Sunday. Tickets and information can be found at parkcityshows.com.
Sundance Institute Summer Film Series is screening The Boy Who Harnessed the Wind for free at the Ledges Event Center in Colville. It's showing at dusk. And while you're there, the Summit County Power Works invites you to bring up to 10 old conventional light bulbs that you're still using to swap them out for money and energy-saving LED bulbs.
And here's what's cooking for live music for Friday night. Here are the options. Dusty Boxcars at the Wooden Show Park in Peoa. Amora Amora is at the cabin. Disney in Concert, a magical celebration, Deer Valley Music Festival. Scotty McGreary at the DeJoria Center in Camas. Robin Cage featuring Zach and Callie are on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Jeremiah and Glenn Maxey are at the Silver Star Cafe. Mullet Hatchet at the Spur. And Robert Bartko at Hotel Park City.
That wraps up Friday. Let's move on to Saturday. Will there be a bonanza of yard sales tomorrow? Listen to this classified show from 7 to 9 a.m. Find out what's for sale and where. Stake your claim as you mine for good deals.
Ooh, love that. And you can tour historic Huber Grove in Midway today between 10 and 12. It's managed by Wasatch Mountain State Park and is a homestead and apple orchard from the 1870s.
The Flying Ace All-Star Shows are back at the Utah Olympic Park. The high-flying action takes place every Saturday and Sunday through September 1st at the Spence Eccles Olympic Freestyle Pool.
Improvised fairy tales return to Park City Library, presenting your favorite old tales spun on their head. This is an engagement entertainment for the entire family. It's free. It goes from 3 until 4 on Saturday in the Park City Library Green Screen Room.
Park City Film and Basin Recreation are partnering to present the free outdoor screening of Para Picar, short films in Spanish, showing on the playing fields at Ecker Middle School. These short films originate from Chile, Colombia, Cuba, Mexico, Spain, and Puerto Rico and are shown in Spanish with English subtitles. Screening is after dusk. I suggest you bring a blanket or a sleeping bag to that.
Boy, it sure cools off quick, doesn't it?
Mm.
Live music, here's what's cooking for Saturday night. Travers Brothership performing at the Mountain Town Music Free Show at Canyons Village. Mr. Sister Trio at the Homestead Resort in Midway. Davey and the Midnights are on the rooftop at the Boneyard. Small House Strings at the Silver Star Cafe. Renee Elise Goldsberry is with the Utah Symphony at Deer Valley. Z-Trip is at the Cabin on Main Street. And can I say this? I think we've said it a couple times. Not on Lower Main Street, on Upper Main Street, right next to
Park City Live.
Park City Live and the No Name.
There you go.
And Los Helicaminos at the Spur with DJ Liam upstairs.
All right, moving on to Sunday. The Summit Land Conservancy and COOL are offering Hops Hunter hikes along the historic rail trail this time. Learn about the history of the rail trail while you search for wild-growing hops and get a free gift from COOL. Space is limited, so pre-register on the Summit Land Conservancy website.
Park City Market back on Lower Main Street. Free, eco-friendly, open-air market and street festival runs most Sundays of the summer from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m., including this Sunday. Paid parking prices always escalate on silly market days, so take the bus or carpool or parachute in. That's an option. And music on Main Street on the main stage includes Mel Soul, The Whiskey Rebellion, 11 Hawes, and Robin Cage.
And other live music in town on Sunday night includes the Beethoven Festival at Temple Har Shalom. That starts at 4:30 in the afternoon. Also, Super Bubble is on the lawn at Billy Blanco's in Quarry Village, and Patrick Ryan is at the Spur.
We have flown in Sophia Dion to provide the background music for today's weekend events. We thank her very much. We're going to Underwriters. This is KPCW in Park City, the morning mix. Don't touch that dial. We're coming back with Sophia for another song. Stay with us.
Hi, Dan Dearden here, owner of Just Right Air, sponsor of KPCW programming. Just Right Air has been advising Park City area homeowners to repair, replace, and maintain their heating and air conditioning since 2004. Details at justrightair.com.
This is Earl Foote with Nexus IT. Nexus IT Consultants proudly supports KPCW and other local nonprofit organizations since 1998. Nexus IT contributes off-lease computers and IT equipment to nonprofit organizations throughout communities in Utah. More information, 435-487-9099 or nexusitc.net.
And welcome back to Morning Mix. JW here with Christy, our musical guest for the hour, Sophia Dion. We have watched her grow up over the years, and she's back in the studio. How are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
Yeah, how's that background music? Did you enjoy doing that?
It was fun.
Thanks for jumping
good,
in
warming
there
up
us.
My fingers, right?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, I wanted to ask you, what has most surprised you about the music scene in Los Angeles? You've been here, you've been in Nashville, and now you're a student at UCLA.
Yeah, so USC. UCLA is my rival, but it's okay.
Oh, okay. Got it.
It's okay. I don't hate USC. I mean, okay. UCLA. Oh, okay. My gosh. But, you know, LA is... The music scene in LA is different. I mean, obviously Park City is a small town, but going into LA, most people are in the entertainment industry. And a lot of people are musicians. And gigs there are a bit different, and writing and finding the right people, and you know, and there's always, oh, come to this, come to that, and sometimes it's great, sometimes it might not be what you're looking for, and so
sometimes it's paid, sometimes it's
exactly. There's a lot of places in LA that are not paid but great exposure. You know?
Logistically, it's easy to get around Park City, and it's fairly easy to get around Nashville, and Los Angeles is so spread out.
Oh,
a
yeah.
A little tougher getting around?
Yeah, especially because I don't have a car. So I either will take the metro or I'll take Ubers, Lyfts, places, you know, and just get around and bring my guitar with me. And I'll go to writing sessions and recording sessions and shows and pretty much just play when I can and figuring out the right places and reaching out to people myself because I, you know, I'm doing this on my own right now.
Do you want a car?
Oh, yeah, I want a car.
Dennis,
sure.
Are you listening?
Okay, they have their own cars right now. I'll probably get a car, you know, next year or something. But.
Okay, but Dennis is listening this morning.
Yes, he
okay.
is.
Okay, well, Dennis, you need a car.
And Pam.
They're both listening.
Pam, we need a car.
Not at home.
And I need a car.
In the extended family.
Yeah.
So, and what's it like being a student of music at USC? Is it a big program, and is it kind of, is it take your passion and your art and put it into, you know, structure? Is that a good thing or?
Yeah. So, I mean, the popular music program at USC is the program that I'm in, and it's a fairly small program. Overall, there's about 120 students. And that includes different emphases, whether that's voice, songwriting, drums, guitar, etc. And the freshman class, which was now my sophomore class, there's about 27 to 30 of us, and that includes everyone. And there's about 7 songwriters, and I'm a songwriter in the program. So it's very it's a lot of one-on-one attention, which is really nice, because I wanted to go to a school that I wasn't fighting for a professor's attention. And all of the professors are super willing to work with you and you know, really specifically hone in on your craft and yourself as an artist and how they can help you. And I think that's the best part of the program. And sometimes, you know, when I have music theory class, it's not as fun.
Because I was going to say, I remember having Spanish class where there was like 8 of us. If you didn't do the reading, there was no hiding in that room.
Oh, no. I mean, all of
that one-on-one's hard.
Right? Like my general education classes, there's sometimes 100 plus people in them. But all of my music classes, there's no more than 30. Most of them, there's about, you know, 15 to 20. And so you're there, and the teacher notices if you did the work or not. And so it really pushes me to do my hardest. And I never feel like it's diminishing my creativity in a way. I feel like it's almost excelling it because they're pushing me to my limit. And they know how much I can do and how much I've grown in a year. Looking back on videos of me at the beginning of my freshman year, I was like, wow, they were actually right. I did learn and grow from this. Like, I don't like listening to those videos anymore. So it's very cool to see. And it's also cool to see everyone in my program grow because we're all so close and we're kind of like a little family. So it's nice.
I was going to ask you about that because music theory can be difficult and you're wondering at the time, do I really need to know this? But what you're saying is that some of these things, there's some takeaways that will help you in moving forward.
Oh yeah, 100%.
So after you get through it.
Yeah, right after you get through it. And there's a lot of what we have to do. We have to take music theory every morning, and that's at 8 a.m., you know, mm-hmm. for 2 hours. Not every morning, but 2 mornings a week. And then oral skills, which is ear training and sight singing. And so those classes are very difficult for me, just because freshman year it was classical music theory. And I was like, I'm not a classical musician. You know, when am I going to see this? And it's... really taught me a lot, and I realize how much I apply it to my music now and how much I've grown as a musician from it. And learning the language of music theory, you could say, has really, it opens you up to playing with different musicians and being in a room and knowing what you're doing.
And what are you going to play for us next?
I'm going to play a song called Static.
Live in the Morning Mix, Sophia Dion, Static.
Single shock to my brain as you stepped into my view. The spark in between us shot like voltage through the room. I couldn't restrain. You drew me into you. I couldn't restrain. Couldn't restrain. Never meant to lead you on, but the highs are already gone. The feeling so strong, just did not last until the morning come. So don't go get in a crush, I'm not that serious. You're better off just moving on to someone new. It's nothing about you. It's not electric love, the shockwave only hit me once. It was static, just static. One pulse and not enough for me. One fire continuous, we were static, just static. No, I'm not ashamed. Yeah, impulses swept me up, but I'm only human, and I'm just trying to have some fun. So blame my body, it gets the best of me sometimes. I couldn't restrain, couldn't restrain. Never meant to lead you on, but the highs already gone. The feeling was so strong, just did not last until the morning comes. So don't go get in a crush, I'm not that serious. You're better off just moving on to someone new. It's not not electric love. The shockwave only hit me once. It was static, static. One pulse not enough for need. One fire continuous. We were static, static. Don't feel bad about it. I liked you in the moment. Let's just stop while we're ahead. Never meant to lead you on. The high's already gone. Feeling was so strong. The feeling was so strong. But it's not electric love. Shockwave only hit me once. It was static. Continuous, it was static, just static.
Very nice. Tell us about your songwriting process.
Yeah, I mean, my songwriting process is, as most people say, always different. But yeah, it's very, a lot of the times I'll start with guitar and a melody, and then I'll go through my songwriting book, because I usually daily journal and just write my thoughts, you know, a dream I had or whatever, and kind of go from there. And that's kind of where all my ideas come from, my journal. Or when I go into a co-write, I always bring something in, but it mostly always starts with a melody or guitar.
Do you have any songs that just aren't finished yet, and you're trying to get them done, you just can't get them done?
Oh, many of them.
That's books of those things.
There's a lot of songs that I do when I write by myself that I don't, you know, I get stuck and I don't finish, or I'm like, yeah, that's a good idea, and then I get sidetracked and start something else. So there's always a struggle, but it's good.
The joys of songwriting. Well, we're going to have a guest interviewer in right now. You know DJ Dave, the all-new Dave Show on Wednesdays. We've asked him in because he's a big fan of Bob Schneider, who is our next guest, who's joining us on the phone. Thanks for coming in, Dave.
You bet. Bob, are you there?
I am. I'm here.
Hey, great. Well, Bob Schneider, I just have to introduce you as a true American singer, songwriter, multimedia journeyman, based in Austin, Texas, and since launching your solo career more than 20 years ago, you were with a number of bands even before that. Bob's released at least 15 highly eclectic studio albums, knocked socks off viewers with amazing music videos, published 2 books, created a series of offbeat portraits and other visual art, and toured extensively, and also has a presence in the world of podcasts. So, Bob, welcome to the Morning Mix and back to Utah.
Wow. I need to take you on the road with me.
Okay, well.
That's quite an introduction.
I think he's willing.
Yeah, hey, we play a bunch of your songs, but for those who don't know your music, how do you describe it, and what can people expect from your show tonight down at the Stateroom?
Well, I'm kind of all over the place, so I usually just tell people that I sound like Paul Simon because everybody likes him, and that usually works.
Yeah, right, okay.
He's pretty eclectic. He's pretty eclectic and kind of all over the place as well.
He doesn't rap good as you.
I have been getting this thing lately. If it's somebody under 25 and I tell them Paul Simon, they're like, who?
Oh, that's when you feel old, when your references don't work on a younger generation.
Yeah, I just find it crazy that people don't know who Paul Simon is, but.
Yeah, well, speaking of the young generation, your latest record, Blood and Bones, is the first since you've had a child, right?
Well, no, I have a 14-year-old son, but I have a 4-year-old daughter, so it's the first record I've written since I've had a daughter, and I do think it's changed my perspective a little bit.
Right. In what way?
Well, I feel like the songs that I wrote, like the love songs that I wrote before she was born, were kind of like, how you doing? And now they're more like, hey, you seem like an interesting person. Maybe we could have a discussion and see if we have any mutual interests. So that's the big difference, I guess. Just I think the love songs are more like, oh, I want to take care of you. I love you. And then before that, they were more like, you're hot. Let's get together sort of thing.
Hey, Bob, I've had a lot of people know that I like music. I love live music. And a lot of people have said, oh, you go to the Bob Schneider show this tonight. And it seems to me like your fans are so connected that they're the type of fan that if you're anywhere nearby or in a town that they might consider going to, they're going to be there. And when you look out in the audience, do you see all these familiar faces time and again, maybe singing along the words?
Yeah, I mean, there are people that have come to 50 or more shows. So those people, of course, I'm going to recognize them. It is pretty crazy because my audience is pretty small, but they're so loyal that they will travel for a while. So, I mean, anybody that's within 5 or 6 hours is going to come, to the show tonight. So I don't know where anybody's from, especially if there are a lot of places around where I'm playing.
They could show up in a variety of different states, and you're not sure which direction they came from.
I mean, I just played San Francisco, and then just north of San Francisco, Nevada, and then I played Portland. And Portland and San Francisco are like 10 hours apart, and there were people that were all at all three of those shows.
An example of fan loyalty, I would say, is your long-running Saxon Pub residency. Now, for those of you who haven't been to Austin, Saxon Pub is a small venue, what, maybe 150 people, maybe, Bob? But you've done a Monday night gig there, it seems like forever. I've been to a bunch of them. And how did it start? That you got into that kind of sit down, let's work out some new songs gig, and what role has that played in your career?
Well, before I started doing that Monday night show, I'd always played in bands, and I really wanted to do a kind of a solo project. So I found this Saxon Pub, and I went up to the guy who owned it, and I was like, hey, what's your worst night of the week? And he said it was Monday, and I was like, let me have like a couple hours every Monday and see what I can do. So I started doing it, and I didn't realize that would go on for 20 years, but it has. And it's just kind of a place where I can play new songs and try out old material maybe that I haven't played in years. And but now it's gotten to be this thing where it's kind of like people make these trips to Austin from all over the country just to come to those Monday night shows. So every night, every Monday that I play, I'm always meeting somebody from as far away as Salt Lake or, Vancouver or, all over the place.
I was checking out your website and, God, there's so many things on here. There's so many tabs and so many artistic outlets. It's somewhat mind-boggling all the things you've got going on. So besides writing and performing and touring and selling merch, you've got two very different podcasts. You do a live stream of your shows. You have an art gallery. I'm not exactly sure what the Frunk is, but I'm tired thinking about all this. Is this... does it come naturally, this outpouring of art and communication, or is this work?
No, I love making things. So I love writing songs. I love making art. Like the idea of a whole day passing without making something is kind of seems crazy to me. So if you live for a long time, you end up with a lot of stuff. You end up making a lot of stuff. But I love the creative process. I love, coming up with things and I find it very, it's exciting because it's always new. Like, even though I've probably written over a couple thousand songs now, if I sit down to write a song today, I'm starting from scratch. It's not like, you know, if you're a cabinet maker, you get really good at making cabinets and you can just kind of do it in your sleep. But with songwriting or with art or with anything like that, you're really starting from the beginning every time. And I find that very interesting and kind of scary still, even now. Because you just don't know what you're going to end up with.
I don't know. That's baffling to me. Starting over when you've got a life career, and then to look at the artistic process is just open and it's so vulnerable too.
It is. But I think that's why I like it. You know, because it is like if I had a job where it was like. You know, I knew what it was going to be every day, and I could see down the road for 20 years or something. That would be tough for me. So just the idea of not knowing what's going to happen, you know, what I'm going to end up with by the end of today, I find that very rewarding and satisfying.
Hey, can you tell us, thanks so much, can you tell us a little bit about the band you're traveling with?
I'm just real fortunate to be playing with some amazing musicians. I've got a four-piece band. So Billy Harvey is playing guitar with me. He used to play with me when I first started out, when I was touring my first record. And he's played on every record that I've put out since then. But he moved to New York, and then he moved to Nashville, so I don't play with him very often. So he's playing with me on this tour, which is wonderful. Just, yeah, you know, so all the people that know my music, that know the recordings, the studio recordings, will hear the actual guy who played on all those recordings. So that's going to be cool.
I was looking at your tour schedule coming up, and I was intrigued by the fact that you're on the Kiss Cruise, which is a cruise, music cruise hosted by the band Kiss. Is that a strange tie-in, or is there something I'm missing there?
Well, when I started out in 2001, put out my first record, my manager was Doc Nicky, who's famous for managing Motley Crue. Like, you just saw that series on Netflix called The Dirt. He's real famous for managing all of the big hair bands from the 80s, but he's managed Kiss now for at least 20 years, probably like 20, maybe 30 years. And he was my manager. So I've known him for a long time. And when I used to play, like, in L.A., Gene Simmons would always come to the shows because there were a lot of ladies at those shows. And so wherever there's ladies, you're going to find Gene Simmons. I don't think he was going necessarily because he was a huge Bob Schneider fan. I think he was just a huge ladies fan. But so they've been doing this Kiss Cruise now for a few years, and every year, he doesn't manage me anymore, but we've always kept in touch and so for years now they've been like, hey, do you want to do the Kiss Cruise? And I'm like, nope. and then every year they just offer me more and more money, and then finally this year they offered me so much money I was like, okay, I guess I'm doing the Kiss Cruise. So I'm gonna be on it, but I think it's gonna be fun. I just talked to some guys at a show recently in Milwaukee, and they're like, hey man, we're going on that Kiss Cruise, we saw that you were playing, and you and Kiss are two favorite bands. And I was like, okay, well.
All right, so there is some crossover. Good to know.
Well, I love Kiss. They were my favorite band when I was a kid, and I never saw them live until maybe it was about 8 or 9 years ago. And I saw that show, and it was one of the best shows I've ever seen in my life. And I think had I seen them as a kid, I might have gone in a different direction musically. It was that good of a show. So I'm excited. I think it'll be fun.
Well, we want to thank you for joining us on the show today. You're playing tonight at the State Room in Salt Lake City. If people want to look for tickets, they can look up State Room Presents and find all the information there. We're going to play you out with
Lake Michigan. Nice talking to you, Bob. See you tonight.
Great. I'll see you tonight. Thank you.
I ain't got nobody. Guess that's the way the Lord wanted it to be. And if you wanna tell me some story.
Matt here from San Francisco Design, supporting our local radio station, KPCW. Since 1990, San Francisco Design offers interior design and a mix of European and mountain contemporary home furnishings with store locations in Salt Lake City and Park City on Bonanza Drive. On the web at sanfrandesign.com, San Francisco Design. Love your home.
Don't miss Sundance Institute's Summer Film Series with free outdoor screenings through July and August. See brand new movies fresh from the 2019 Sundance Film Festival, past award winners, and all-time festival favorites in Park City, Salt Lake City, Ogden, Colville, and St. George. Plus, put in your vote for next month's Community Choice Film. See the full lineup and vote at sundance.org/Utah. The Sundance Institute is a nonprofit organization supporting KPCW.
We want to thank our sponsors, Squatters Roadhouse Grill and Wasatch Brew Pub, San Francisco Design, and Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Utah Properties. You're listening to KPCW in Park City. Back to Sophia Dion.
Sophia, welcome back. We'd love to hear a final song from you. And thanks for joining us again.
Thank you guys for having me. It was super fun.
And stay in touch with us. Tell us what's going on out there in Los Angeles.
For sure. I will.
Okay. What are you going to play for us now?
This one's called Bad Seed. Just basically about that kind of toxic person in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Live in the Morning Mix, Sophia Dion, Bad Seed.
Give you water when you're thirsty, babe. Keep you planted on the ground. Always care for you, but it never seems to count. I'm so strong, but there's a cloud when you're around. I pull you up, babe, but you just let me down. I don't deserve this. I don't need your kiss. I've wasted 2 years, and now I realize you're a bad seed. A bad seed after all. I should have seen your smoke screen in front of me all along. Yeah, you're a bad seed. A bad seed after all. I wish I would have left you, yeah. Left you long ago, yeah, long ago. Whoa. So save your words, there ain't no room for talking. Already booked you on the next flight home. I said pick up all your things, get to walking, yeah. I said pick up all your things and get to walking. I don't deserve this. I don't need your kiss. I've wasted 2 years, and now I realize you're a bad seed. Bad seed after all. I should have seen your smoke screen in front of me all along. You're a bad seed. A bad seed after all. I wish I would have left you, yeah. Left you long ago, yeah, long ago. Blinded by your pretty face, I couldn't feel the pain. You fooled me, I was blinded. I tried to help you, but a bad seed doesn't grow. You're a bad seed. Bad seed after all. I wish I would have left you, left you long ago, yeah, long ago.
And we want to tell everybody to get outside and have some fun. It's going to be a beautiful day, high 95 in Heber, high 87 in Park City.